seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Yo, 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 you know the voice. You know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out. That's right. We are back at it again with another Hear Me Out episode where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open fucking dialogue. What the fuck is going on, people? Yes, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Thank you. Excuse me for tuning in to an episode of mine. It's greatly, greatly appreciated. Before I get down to the nitty-gritty of things of this episode, I just want to plug the socials. All right. Make sure you follow the podcast wherever you are listening. Make sure you rate, comment, share, subscribe. However you're doing it, make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. That is first and foremost. Hear Me Out. The Instagram is This Is Hear Me Out. And it is spelled how it is sound. And also make sure you check out the new podcast, Open Relationship Podcast, with the gents, Rodney, Shazam, Solomon, and myself, where we have open conversations anywhere pertaining from A to Z, where it pertains to the LGBTQ plus community. So, yes, make sure you go ahead and check that out. And y'all ready to get into this show? Because I'm ready to get into it. All right. Before I get into it again, thank y'all, if I didn't say it before, but thank y'all for just pushing play and subscribing and sharing and doing all the things that is greatly appreciated. The highs and the lows of the week. So my high this week is actually, I'm very proud of getting out of a depressing hole. Like, for, like, the last 2 weeks, I know I didn't give y'all an episode last week, but the week prior to that, from that recording until tonight, I have been, like, an emotional bastard. I've been crying, I've been sensitive, I've been doing this, I've been doing that. And, like, you know, I'm a firm believer of, you know, you gotta water yourself so you can grow. But, like, this shit was coming out of the blue. Like, I don't know. It is not a fun place to be in. But I made out of it. I'm making a way, and I'm using that moment of crying and clarity and cleansing to give me time to put into my shit of being a creative. And being passionate about it and, like, taking it real more serious in what I do. Not saying that I don't, but, you know, you just can't let negative things get in the way of your success. My low this week, I got a low this week. My low this week was letting the job get to me mentally. And I kind of, like, beat myself up about it because, like, when I tell y'all I am stressed. Like, I, you know, there's a will, there's a way, but, you know, I have to have a plan also. But I know it's coming soon. It just got to be the right timing for everything. Yeah, the job has stressed me out, which kind of helped me get back on that positive slate and that positive ride of mine of just achieving and believing. So, I don't know why I sound so stuffy right now. I'm sorry. Yes. I want to shout out a couple of black folks on this podcast today, tonight, wherever y'all listening to it, in the shower, in the car, at work, wherever, in the bathroom. So Spelman just did their graduation probably like a week, maybe a week and a half ago. And they had 4 valedictorians. I loved their story. I don't have the details in front of me, but one of them was like the 81st president of some society. And I was like, what? That is a thing? Another one wants to open her own casting company here in Atlanta. I was like, and do you better. Another one was an English major and then minored in something like fucking crazy, which was mind dropping. So, yeah, shout out to those 4 young, successful black women for doing the damn thing. As y'all know, I got a niece that's in college right now, so I am rooting for both of them to finish high, strong, and just keep going as far as you want. Yes, yes, yes. Now we are going to get on to the rants. I know, like, I know I said I didn't want to cuss nobody out anymore. Right? I know, like, a few episodes I probably said that. I don't normally backtrack my words or act like I didn't say anything. Because if anything, I'm going to tell you how it is. And that's why I'm going to go here. I want to paint the picture for you. So it's Pride Month. It's Happy Month. Be Yourself Month. Be Proud Month. Just Do You Month, right? With rainbows and unicorns and parties and parades and, you know, festivals and t-shirts and socks and balloons and, you know, everything that you can imagine of that just makes you happy. Balloons, sprinkles, glitter, sand, whatever. Whatever makes you happy, you're gonna see it. I just went on a whole rant, but I'm gonna bring it back around. I don't know if I want to go here. Actually, I will go here. Let me go ahead and get the notes. Because this has been on my chest, and I feel like since I talked about it before, I need to do a follow-up of how I feel. Y'all know who Byron Perkins is. He was the first HBCU football player that that played for Hampton University. He came out openly gay in October of 2020. It was a very big deal. Cool, congratulations. You know, stand up for other people that look like you, maybe go to school as you, that is an athlete like you, and, you know, lead the way for positivity and opening the doors for other people. Right. This is where he had me fucked up. June 2023. You post on your Instagram that you are dating a white man. It's tasteless. It's classless. It's fucking annoying. Shit like that pisses me off to the extent, like, I need to learn how to just turn my head and, like, if it pops up, just act, just ignore it. But this is what, like, really pisses me off, because I start to question, do the white people behind the scenes influence their careers? Or their stage presence, or how many awards, or whatever the case may be, put them up on maybe like a higher couple of steps, whatever. Because not everybody, there have been a few people that have been advocating for the black community, quote unquote, but then they turn around and is dating or married a white woman. I don't like it. I know it's none of my business. I want people to be happy, but I don't like it. It's just, it's not giving me authentic. I watched the Tamara Hall show, and even everything like he was saying, it felt weird to me. And, like, I'm 34, I'm grown, so I probably got a different mindset of a 22-year-old. I would hope so. Like, was it for a publicity stunt? It's just not given. Back in October when you did your first interview with Tamara Hall, it just wasn't giving me authentic. And now you're just... You go to one of the top HBCUs, and you telling me that you cannot find a black man? You had to go outside of Hampton to go chill with this nigga in Virginia. Virginia's already dangerous as fuck. So, I don't know. I don't like it. I'm over it. I think it's tacky. I think it's tasteless. I think it's a slap to all black gay men. Because the mayor in Texas, he did the same fucking thing. Lawrence from Insecure did the same motherfucking thing. And I know, like, these people are not, like, a standard of what, like, they didn't ask to be, like, heroes and sheroes and, you know, do all this shit. But, like, you are playing very much heavy roles when it comes to history for the culture. So the least, at the bare minimum, the bottom of the pot you can do is marry a black woman. That's all I'm saying. That's just my belief. That's just how I feel. And that's my truth. No. Thank y'all for listening to my TED Talk, because I know I went there. I really don't know if any of that made sense, but I feel like it made sense to me. So if you connected with it, if you understood, shout out to you for having, like, the same type of, like, brain side thinking. You know, they say some people think with their right side, some people think with their left. Whatever side we, you know, connected on that, I thank you. All right. We're going to take a little break. We're going to go pay these bills. We're going to go to the commercials. And then we're going to come back with a rant motherfucking bag. All right. All right. We'll be back. I don't like it. You go to Hampton University. You go to a top HBCU. You got DC down the street, 3 hours away. You got Baltimore down the street. So you couldn't find a black man? You couldn't find a black man.
I am disgusted.
I read a tweet on Twitter. I wish I knew who the person was because I would shout them out because they said something along the lines that, if, first of all, this is going to sound really bad, but I'm not saying this is what the tweet said. So they talked about beauty standards in the black community and the white community. And they basically said a white man can miss every beauty standard in the white community and come over to the black community and get a fine-ass black man. What's the problem?
He got money. He give me sugar daddy. But I don't even care.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? You already know who it is. So let's go ahead and grab those phones, do the things of the things. Let's go and hit subscribe. Find us at Open Relationship Podcast. It is hosted by myself, Rodney Wash, Shazam, and Solomon. This is a podcast where we have open and honest conversations about everything from A to Z that pertains to the LGBTQ plus community and beyond. So come explore a different side of four black gay men where we just talk about our dating lives and what we want and what we don't want and how we navigate through different situations. So make sure y'all tune in, y'all subscribe, y'all share, follow us on the Instagram and the YouTube. Again, that is Open, OPEN, Relationship, RELATIONSHIP, Podcast. PODCAST. Because y'all know niggas can't spell. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for y'all patience. Because, you know, we had to pay the motherfucking bills over here. But we are back. As promised, I said that this week will be a rant bag. And I really just want to update y'all on my life and what I've been going through and how I've been overcoming things and trying to get out of the hole of depression and hopefully share some gems out there with y'all. So ever since like the last episode I did, one, it was Memorial Day, so I knew I wasn't recording. But then two, I didn't record because I was in a very dark space. And I know, like, I've been saying that a lot, but I want y'all to understand, like, it was nothing to play with. Like, deep enough where I don't want to share it on this thing. What was I saying? Dark space. Oh, yeah. So, me overcoming and, you know, getting out of that dark space. I had to force myself to start getting back to who I am, what I like. And it's not like I'm in a dark space for anybody or anything. I'm just not motivated. And I realized that because of my routine, which my routine is pretty cool. It's getting better. But my life was not organized is what I'm saying. Like, I didn't have structure and I like structure. I do have to get better at it, but, it's getting better with me. So navigating to see how I want this life of like Atlanta to look for me and how I want to progress and like what I'm taking serious is what am I taking seriously, excuse me, and what are some things that I hate that I can just leave behind, you know, and actually not pouting or departing on this situation, but to use that as an uplifter and seeing the positive in things. So you know, just rechanging my focus on how I perceive things and how things are coming at me. I think that's been like a very big one. Also, number two would be going outside and putting my phone on Do Not Disturb. Whether that's a park, whether that's me and the dog going on a little date, whether that's me and the girls or me and the guys, like, enjoy life. Because you only get one. You only get one. I know there are some weekends where I'm like, oh, my social battery is to a zero, which sometimes they are. But instead of staying in the house that whole weekend, I would try to minimize the amount of people that I'm interacting with. So I still get like the same buzz of, oh, you know, socializing and, you know, getting that energy out, but also being able to be social, and it's not overwhelming. Which, yeah, because most of the time I go out, I'm not talking to nobody. I'm outside. Outside. I'm very proud of the podcast, Open Relationship Podcast with me and the gents. You guys heard the commercial previously. Yeah, I think... Well, I know. Let me not say I think. I know we have something good and we have something going, and I am just proud of all four of us. It just warms my heart. Something that these gentlemen are keeping me accountable of, and also me holding them accountable and bringing our voices together to just share those experiences. You know, like, it's... I hate to say it, but like basically like a job, a space, a time, like, you know, like a social circle and just, you know, being like, I hate to say it, but like the uncles and like doing the damn thing. Like, I think it's dope. I don't know. I sit back and watch like our episodes and see how different but alike we are, and it really brings me a lot of joy, because I wish I would have had that like growing up and like somebody that I can visually see me, you know, like I didn't grow up with four black gay successful men that live in Atlanta on TV or on YouTube. So, I don't know. Shout out to us. Pat on the back. Yeah, make sure y'all go rate, y'all subscribe, y'all share, y'all comment, y'all engage, because that helps everything. We got some good things coming up. DeMarco, this is not an ad, but you know what? You got to plug yourself, so fuck these hoes. You right? Because if you don't, nobody else will. What else been going on? So I got back into gaming. For those that have known me for some time, I used to be a gamer while a child. I probably stopped around 11 or 12. And then I recently got back up in it during the pandemic. So, yeah, right now I am on... about two different Grand Theft Autos. When I get stuck at one and frustrated, I take it out and put the other one in and try to beat that level. It helps me get away from the everyday norm of what the fuck is on TV and what is in the news and shit. Like, I want to zone out into my own world, like, and do something different. So, yeah. It's very helpful for me. What else? I'm actually about to start getting back on Twitter. So make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Marco the Prince, MarcoDePrence. Because Instagram is annoying me. It's just, like, everything about it is just, like, annoying me. So, I'm going to use it for my post and go. And then, yeah, Twitter will do the work. Let me tell y'all. So, the other day, I did a episode with a homeboy of mine, and we were basically talking about like sexual encounters when they are compliments or desperate or gets a little risque, like right in the middle. And I thought that was a very good topic. I think I did very well. Make sure y'all stay on the lookout for that. Yeah, because it's going to be a different side of me. Y'all know I don't really talk about sex and shit, but like we definitely like talked about sex and shit over there. And I'm starting to realize, like, I love that conversation. I love a sex conversation. Like, it just, I think it's healthy. I think it's healthy, like, romantically, like, friendships, you know, all that. Like, I mean, don't get perverted now. Like, we're not talking down. I'm talking about grown folks that know what they're doing. Like, I think it's a healthy conversation, so I enjoy it. We did that. I had to call my therapist for an emergency therapy session. I was so disappointed in myself. Like, I was beating myself up when I was calling and calling and calling and emailing him. I just couldn't take it no more. I just wanted to be alone and not be an adult. Just going through like a whole fucking transition. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know I'm crazy. Thinking about you. That was Aaliyah's tune, but I was actually singing Casey and JoJo, if anybody was wondering. Y'all probably wasn't wondering though. I should have wrote a list of things, but I think that's like really like the update from me to you. Next week we will have more of a formal podcast and getting back to the things of the things. Just understanding balance of one, not talking about the same thing on both shows, but then two, like making sure I don't talk about any of these topics with people. So, because one thing about me, I just hate having the same conversation over. I think it's pointless. I think it's dumb. I think it's stupid. I think, like, why the fuck is it happening? So, yes. All right, y'all. We're about to get out of here. I'm a little tired, and a nigga got work tomorrow. But again, I want to thank each and every one of you that has pushed play on this motherfucking podcast tonight. It is a pleasure to always create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. You hearing me out, me hearing you out, and us just understanding this whole life together. So, thank you, thank you, thank you. Make sure you follow on the Instagram at This Is Hear Me Out. Make sure you subscribe, comment, share, rate on all streaming platforms. And if you want more of me, make sure you find me in a new LaFerrari. Make sure you follow me on the socials at Mark Coder Prince, MarcoDePrence. That is Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and wherever, you know, you find a podcast too. So, all right, y'all. Until next time.